Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. The Reverend Dr. James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Dear baptized in Christ, I wonder what is on your mind today. Many of you know Karen Dobnia. She used to work here. On her mind is the death of her mother last week as she mourns this great loss. Standing in fear before God as his judge was on the mind of my Uber driver last week. And praying that they come home safely is on the minds of our soldiers near Iran and around the world. And as for you and me, God knows the plethora of thoughts swimming in our minds this very moment, wondering if our gospel work is making a difference, a pending surgery perhaps, the stress of timelines and work performance, the faith of our children, a crushing addiction, a looming convention. What was on the minds of Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, as they went to the tomb on that Easter morning? They went to a tomb. What do you think was on their mind? A receptacle of death and sin and punishment and judgment and fear and Satan's triumph. The tomb with a dead Jesus was on their mind. And preparing his body with spices, as surely it was going to decompose and stay dead in that tomb. How to roll away the death's door was on their mind. And then all of a sudden things change. A missing body is on their mind. And the fear of two heavenly men standing before them in dazzling clothes is on their mind. And then incomprehensible words, a short sermon sounding in their ears. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? Living? Jesus? Really? He is not here, but he has risen. Not dead? You mean he could be alive again? What does this all mean? They said, remember. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee. Remember him saying that it was necessary for the Son of Man to be delivered into the hands of sinful men and to be crucified and on the third day to rise. Yes. There was that time when Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus immediately said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." They remembered. Yes, there was that time right after the transfiguration with Moses and Elijah, and they came down from the mountain, and Jesus immediately cast a demon out of a boy, and the disciples marveled at this. And then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." And they remembered. Yes, just before Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, with palm branches waving, he said, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets must be accomplished. For he will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon, and after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." And the women remember Jesus' words. And so do we. And soon everything starts to make sense, doesn't it? Satan's head will be crushed. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. He would be wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities, and upon him would be the chastisement that would bring us peace. And with his stripes we would be healed, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die, yet shall live. And everyone who believes in me shall never die. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then these words at the tomb. It was necessary that the Son of Man be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise for the salvation of us all. And we remember, for as by a man came death, and by a man Jesus has also come the resurrection of the dead. For Karen Dobnia and all who mourn the death of loved ones, yes, we remember that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for my Redeemer lives. For my Uber driver who fears the judgment of God, yes, we remember that for our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And for you and for me, as we come before God this day, whether it be guilt or trouble or worries, yes, we remember, the Lord is my shepherd. He will lay down his life and take it up again for us. I am in want of nothing. This quote is attributed to St. Augustine. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. We remember that it was necessary for the Son of Man to be delivered into the hands of sinful men and to be crucified and on the third day rise. We remember that all this, epic above all history and creation, it was necessary for our eternal salvation. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and ministered to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.